Now, look, we're required to pay taxes, but not required to pay more than you owe. You see, there's a planning opportunity here. Well, hello, everybody. John Putnam here. It is great to be with you. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Money Made Faithful, where we believe that God is too good and life is too special to let money hold you back. I hope you are doing well wherever I find you today. Thanks again for hanging out with me for a little while. We've been talking about financial goals the last couple of episodes, and hope that was of some help, had some great feedback. But I wanted to change gears a little bit today and get into something a little more practical, a little bit more tactical. Today, we're diving into a topic that, according to the IRS, affected more than 237, wait for it, million individual taxpayers in fiscal year 2022 that amounted to nearly $512 billion. Yes, with a B. As they say down south, that is a bunch of cash. And the topic that I'm talking about here is tax refunds. Now, you might be wondering, what in the world do tax refunds have to do with my faith? Well, hey, stick with me, because I want to share a few truths around this and talk a little bit about how tax refunds affect our faithful financial decisions and how our approach to taxes, which affects our tax refunds, reflects our faithful stewardship of the financial resources that God puts in our hands. So here we go on this topic, and today is going to be what I hope will be equal parts enlightening and empowering. All right, let's dive into this. Okay, so here is where this topic originated. I was checking out my email one morning, and this subject line caught my eye. It read simply, use your tax return wisely. Okay. All right. Like you, I get lots of emails. And hopefully, shameless plug, the ones you get from me, you open and read. But I got this email that said, use your tax return wisely. I took the bait. I had to look at it. Well, of course, it was an advertisement. It was a marketing message that was selling automobiles. And the headline was, why not invest in something valuable for you and your family? It was all about buying a car. I love the words, right? I mean, the marketing message, why not invest in something valuable for you and your family? Okay, they're selling a car and wanting you to use your tax refund for a down payment on a new car. Okay, but that's just one of the dozens and dozens of these messages that you all are going to see, whether it's on email, social media, or television. You will start seeing these. Everybody knowing that you're going to be getting these tax refunds. And think about this $512 billion of refunds that I just referenced. Guys, that's a lot of money coming in a lump sum into the hands of some 237 million people. And according to a study by Bankrate.com in an article from CNBC, I'll put the link to the article in my show notes about how Americans plan to spend their tax refunds in 2024, 28% are going to save it, 19% are going to pay down debt, 9% are going to invest it, 8% is yet undecided, and the majority of the rest will be spent on a variety of different categories. Okay, a couple of more comments before we dig into this. First, where do tax refunds come from? Well, Investopedia, I love how simple they define this, a reimbursement for overpaying on taxes. All right, I'm going to repeat that. Tax refund, a reimbursement for overpaying on taxes. That is an overpayment. Guys, this is your money that you earned throughout the year that you sent to the government and you sent more than you needed to send. Now, look, we're required to pay taxes, but not required to pay more than you owe. You see, there's a planning opportunity here. And guys, there is nothing wrong with getting a tax refund. It's just not an efficient use of your money. So let me share with you today three big reasons you do not want a tax refund. Big reason number one, it's all about cash flow. You see, when you overpay taxes throughout the year and you wait for the refund of your money back to you, you're essentially giving the government an interest-free loan. And overpaying it basically means that you have less money available in your paycheck every pay period. And when you have more cash in hand throughout the year, it can help with day-to-day expenses, emergencies, investments, building up your backup fund, other financial needs, and overall, it gives you better cash flow management. I love the way Proverbs 21:5 puts it, "The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty." And when you have good cash flow management, guys, it just reflects your diligence and your foresight, and it reflects your careful management of the resources that God has given you and puts you in more of a consistent cash flow position. Big reason number two, it's all about financial planning. Now, this is a sister to cash flow that we just talked about. But from a financial planning standpoint, when you rely on a tax refund for a major financial decision or a major financial purchase, it can indicate poor financial planning. Guys, wouldn't it be better to accurately estimate your tax liabilities through the year and avoid any surprises and make sure that you're prepared for any tax obligations, but also not overpaying on any tax obligations like we just discussed around cash flow? Luke 14:28 shares that for which of you desiring to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it. In this vein of financial planning, guys, we're encouraged in Scripture to take a look at our financial situations carefully and plan accordingly to not only avoid financial pitfalls, but to plan for future financial needs. And that reflects on proactive financial planning that aligns with what the Bible says about stewardship and being financially responsible. And big reason number three is all about tax efficiency. As an income earner in the U.S., you have the opportunity to adjust your tax withholdings to match what you anticipate to be your real tax liability so you can optimize your tax situation. And this involves claiming the right number of allowances on your Form W-4, or if you're self-employed, the amount that you make in your estimated tax payments. Again, making sure that you're not overpaying or underpaying taxes that can better reflect and maximize your take-home pay. Romans 13:6-7 shares, "Pay to all what is owed to them, taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to whom revenue is owed, respect to whom respect is owed, honor to whom honor is owed." So when you overpay on your taxes and you wait for a refund, it can be seen as a form of poor or unwise stewardship because it involves giving away resources unnecessarily, which could have been utilized more consistently for productive financial purposes, just like I shared earlier, whether it's day-to-day expenses, saving, investing, increasing your giving, etc. And at the same time, I want to emphasize the importance of fulfilling the financial obligations that we have of citizens of the U.S. faithfully and thankfully. And of course, we want to adjust tax withholdings to optimize tax efficiency and financial planning and cash flow like I shared earlier. And that's not discouraged, but We also want to do that within the bounds of honesty and integrity. And I know I'm not telling you anything that you don't know. I love the way the Bible stresses the importance in the scripture I just shared about honoring civic responsibilities, and that includes paying taxes as part of wise and faithful financial stewardship. And to help you, I put a link to the IRS W-4 withholding calculator in the show notes that can help you walk through what your withholding should look like. And you could always talk to your employer or a CPA to help as well. So as I wrap up today, three big reasons you do not want a tax refund. Number one, it keeps your cash flow healthy. Number two, it keeps your financial planning in focus. And number three, it reflects wise tax efficiency. And three final quick takeaways that sort of add a couple of nuances to this. Number one, if you do happen to get a tax refund this year, resist the emails and the marketing messages on television and social media, and apply your refund to your biggest money need, whether that's saving or debt or investing, like the majority of people in the Bankrate.com study. Number two, update your W-4. Get it as close as you feel comfortable, because just like you don't want to overpay on your taxes, you also do not want to underpay on your taxes either. And finally, if you happen to get an unexpected tax refund in the future, well, that's a welcome surprise, but still apply it to your biggest money need. Well, all right, my friends, that's all I have for today. Thank you so much for joining me for this short episode of Money Made Faithful on a very practical topic that we all deal with as income earners. I hope it was a blessing to you. As always, if this was of some interest or made you think about this topic in a different perspective that drew you closer to God and closer to the plans that He has for you and your money, would you please share this with someone else in your life, a friend or a family member or a coworker? Would be greatly appreciated. And as always, please go to moneymadefaithful.com. Check out the Hub. It is our free resource library. There's some really cool stuff there that I really believe you will enjoy. And if you've been watching or following us on social media, at Money Made Faithful on Facebook and Instagram, we have a pretty cool announcement coming up here in a couple of weeks. I cannot wait to share it with you. I pray it will be a blessing. And if you would like to be one of the first to know, please go to moneymadefaithful.com and join other wise and faithful stewards and receive some additional weekly emails that we go deeper into that week's episode and the topics. Thanks again for being with me today, and I pray you continue to feel the blessings and breakthroughs of Money Made Faithful.